at 6:01 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for Deuce Bags Everywhere, Rock and Roll Rhythm and Blues, Punk and Pop Threat from the Has-Been, Should-Have-Been's, Woulda Couldas, and Never Worse from 50 through the present day. My name is Alex, and I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs for the next 2 hours. 855-915-WMFO, that's 855-915-9636. Locally, 781-350-3264. Gonna kick it off with a request, and I believe this is a song the guy was driving at. And then another request for the artist, but not the song, because I don't happen to have the song. Anyway, well, how does it feel to want? I don't know. These are the Desperate Hours. We'll be right back.
This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Time and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Station wants you to know that getting free information about diabetes just got easier. Call the National Diabetes Education Program at 1-888-693-NDEP or click www.yourdiabetesinfo.org. This is a public service announcement of the National Diabetes Education Program and the Sugar Daddies here at WMFO in Medford. Yeah, anyway, let me explain away that first set of the evening. Yeah, thanks to Josh and his show, Atomic Bomb. Yes, he embraces the whole vinyl thing, which is awesome. Anyway, going out to Tony and Julie, even though it wasn't exactly what they requested. They requested Sylvie Vartan, and I probably should have brought in, I have an EP and a single by her. Wasn't exactly what it was, but I was fooling around with the records, picking through them, and I picked out Francoise Hardy from 1968, Channeling the Kinks, and Who'll Be the Next in Line from the Loving LP. Well, that the Motions from the Netherlands did Who'll Save My Soul. And off the combined LP CD, An Introduction to the Motions / Their Own Way, came out on Universal Music. And Pseudonym. In 2001. The original release was on the Havoc label in the Netherlands in 1965. Well, that the Head Coatees from 1997 on Sympathy for the Record Industry, kind of spoofing or goofing on the Beatles and Don't Want to Hold Your Hand. The name of the CD is called Punk Girls, and the request-ish for Winthrop is Del Shannon, and she still remembers Tony. They have a best of thingy called Keep Searching. British release came out in 1994 on Charlie. The original release came out in 1965 on Amy. Anyway, you want to get a hold of me between shows, knock yourself out. Email me at coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. You're on Facebook and admit it, you are. Go over the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. Anyway, I still have to cue something up for the next hour, for the next song. Excuse me. Some queued up. Let's get on with it. These are the Desperate Hours.
It's a chopper, baby.
Whose chopper is this?
Zed's.
Who's Zed?
Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead.
Desperate situation. And when I'm in a very desperate situation, I always like to listen to
The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Over and out.
Swamp country, where the alligators crawl, many a man has walked right in and never come out at all. Out of that swamp country, where a man can find his worth when he's all alone and he's on his own in the land of the trembling earth. Tippecanoe, where the quicksand lies before your eyes, and the people seldom joke about that swamp country, where a man can find his worth when he's all alone and he's on his own in the land of the trembling earth. There may be many stories that never will be told, for no one knows the secrets that the ebony waters hold. Back in that swamp country, where the panther stalks its prey, where the cottonmouths hide and the gators glide silently on their way. Back in that swamp,
thank you. big truck. I shot the pinball machine, but it caused me bad luck. This here's a story about an ex-truck driver being named John James Wall before his friends blackballed him and nicknamed him Pinball. I gathered this story from a truck stop in Gallipolis, Ohio, and this old feller, I'd reckon about 70-year-old, asked me to buy him a strong cup of coffee and a piece of good old apple pie. And I'm glad I did, because he winked his eye and said, my, my. Then I noticed in a few minutes, with trembling hands, he pushed a part of his pie and coffee back, and he looked at me with tears running down his poor old weather-beaten cheeks, and this is what he said. I put all I ever made in the pinball machine. I'd get four cat a corner, and I'd miss the 16. I wish they would outlaw the pinball machine. Many weeks they have caused me to live on sardines. The last time I called my wife on the phone, the first thing she said, John, when can you come home? I got a load of hogs, honey, they've got to go. I'll see you when I get back from old Chicago. She said, John, I love you, I wish you wouldn't go. Send your babies some money, they're hungry and cold. I made my trip on to Chicago. I was gone 2 months, cause I shot up my dough. And when I got home, Lord, my family was gone. The best friend I had rung my telephone. He said, John, I guess you're wondering about your babies and wife. Pneumonia got your babies, your wife took her life. I lost all my friends, can't sleep for bad dreams. Dream about an old truck and a pinball machine. I never will forget the last words that old man said. Oh Lord, if I could live my life over. Then he fell dead. They tell me John was a clean-cut young man at the age of 19. Now he's a victim of a big old truck and a pinball machine.
Oh.
at 6:32 Eastern Time, and he's out of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yes. Definitely went off, veered off the road here. Troy Hess. You just heard Troy Hess, and Please Don't Go Topless, Mother. A track that was released on the Showland label in 1972. I got off the great compilation, Godless America, which I'm not sure when it was released, but I'm sure you can get it at some online, some one of your better online purveyors. And for that, Merle Kilgore from around 1963, I got off a compilation called Diesel Smoke and Dangerous Curves. Came out in 1963 on Star Day. All trucking songs from the early 60s. Before that, going out to Dick Cannon, who generously got me in touch with some exploitation soundtracks. This one is from the movie, from the film Swamp Country. And Ferlin Husky with the title track. Actually, I believe it was the track, the ending track. And before that, the Centurions, as you may have guessed, they got off the Pulp Fiction soundtrack. I just love that introduction. Came out in 1994 on MCA. The original of Bullwinkle Part 2, and that was a song, was released on Delphi in 1965. Then we kicked it off with a band called The Nervous Cats and Simba. I got that off a compilation, the Icon Record Story. It was originally released on the IER label in 1964. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Locally, 781-350-3264. I'm here till 8 o'clock. Anyway, just to prep you, there may be a work situation for me. A good one, actually. I'll stress it is a good one, but I may, the Desperate Hours may switch to a slightly later time on Thursday nights. I mean, I shouldn't get too cocky because, you know, I could run into somebody else who wants a slot. But anyway, that ain't coming up till May. Why don't we get back into it? These are the Desperate Hours.
Go marching in. sailing ships upon the sea aren't lovelier than you or the games I see you play. The games I see you play. You're more lovely than the day when the sun is in your eyes. I see through your disguise all the games I see you play.
I was in love with Mary Brown. I used to walk past her house every afternoon, but I could never get up the nerve to knock on her door. Then I got a pair of slim, black, square-toed sorrows from Tom McCann. I felt like somebody. I walked right up and banged the knocker. Her father opened the door. I looked him straight in the eye and said, "Mister, you've got a charming daughter." Well, I got her away from that singer fellow. Now Mary Brown and I are going steady. These Tom McCann sorrows were a bit of all right.
Tom McCann. New shoe at Tom McCann.
This is Mike Stewart from The Brigands, and you're listening to Alex on The Desperate Hours, rocking your Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. remember to keep rocking.
p.m. Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yeah, backing me up is Alfredo Mendieta, a track called Chicken Run, released, I don't know when, on the Double R Records label. And you can find it on Strum and Mental Part 2. A compilation, Strum and Mental Part 2. Anyway, let me tell you, I just played this last set. You just heard the Routers and Snap Happy, released in 1963 on the Warner Brothers label. Before that, the Great Sound of Swingin' Tom. It's a Tom McCann radio spot. Not sure when it's from. Most likely 1965. The name of the track is called Mary Brown, actually, the formal name of the track. I got off the compilation, New England Teen Scene, the CD version. Came out in God knows when, late 80s, I believe, early 90s, on Arf Arf. But that Tin Tin, a track produced by Maurice Gibb in 1971 on the Atco label, toast and marmalade for tea. Then we kicked it off with the Searchers. They have needles and pin and popcorn double feature Searchers. And a track called Saints and Searchers. Came out in 1963 on Liberty. Anyway, the set's going to take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the show. I hope you're digging it. These are the Desperate Hours.
smart. Makes you feel so good. To do.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Come back.